The Boy and the Jar of Peanuts. A boy had once been told by his mother not to touch a jar high up on the kitchen shelf. She told him the contents of the jar were to be given out only on special occasions when he had been an especially good little boy. Of course, this filled the boy with curiosity. "I wonder what is in the jar that is so special," he said to himself. "It must be something very good indeed." One day when his mother was away to market, he climbed up on a chair, took the jar from the high-up shelf, and looked to see what was inside. "Aha! Peanuts," he said delightedly. "My favorite. And mother has seasoned them with all her special seasonings. They will be so delicious." With that, he forgot all about his mother's warning and thrust his hand deep into the narrow opening of the jar. Grasping as many peanuts as he could in his fist, he found when he tried to withdraw his hand that his fist, swollen with so many peanuts, was suddenly too big to remove from the jar. He tried and tried to remove his hand from the jar, but he was not willing to let go of any of the peanuts, and so he danced around the kitchen, pulling this way and that, trying his best to take his hand from the jar. He burst into tears and relaxed his fist, letting all the peanuts fall back into the jar. Suddenly, he found he could remove his hand from the jar with no problem. What the little boy did not know was that his mother had returned from the market and had heard and seen his miserable time with the jar of peanuts. "And didn't I tell you to leave that jar alone?" she admonished him. "Yes, ma'am," the boy said, fearing he might be punished, because, after all, he did not mind his mother. If you weren't so greedy and would take only half the amount of peanuts, you might find it easier to remove your hand from the jar. The boy quickly looked into his mother's face and saw that she had a little smile for him. "Mother, may I?" he asked politely. "Yes, you may," she said, and tousled the hair on his head playfully. He reached into the jar, took only half the peanuts he had before, and surely enough, he was able to withdraw his hand from the jar and pop the delicious peanuts into his mouth. The moral of the story is, do not attempt to do too much at once, or you may fail.